Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Tom Cathcart, author of Plato and a Platypus, Walk into a Bar along with Danny Klein, joins us this morning to discuss Tom's new book, The Trolley Problem, or Would You Throw the Fat Guy Off the Bridge? The Trolley Problem is an ethical thought experiment dreamed up in 1978 by British philosopher Philippa Foot. The Trolley Problem explores the problem through the lens of a trial in the court of public opinion. Readers are members of the jury. Cathcart presents two distinct philosophical takes on the problem through the lawyer's closing statements, but also offers up a number of alternate outlooks on related conundrums through a variety of other media. Tom Cathcart spent most of his career in healthcare, including directing a boarding home for people with HIV and AIDS in Portland, Maine. His old college pal Danny Klein enlisted him as co-author of the book about how jokes can illuminate philosophical ideas, that being Plato and the Platypus Walk into a Bar, and several other books that they worked on together. His new book is his first solo project. Again, it's called The Trolley Problem, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Tom Cathcart back to the program. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. It's always great to hear your voice and to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, good to be here.
What brought you to this conundrum?
Well, you know, all of a sudden it became, really popular. As you mentioned, it was dreamed up in the 60s by Philippa Foot, published in an obscure British journal, and then nobody except philosophy nerds paid much attention to it. And then it sort of got revived in the 80s by an American woman philosopher, Judith Jarvis Thompson, but still it wasn't widely known. And then all of a sudden, a philosophy course was filmed by PBS in Cambridge at Harvard. And all of a sudden it went viral. And 4.4 million people have now watched the discussion of it on the web. And so all of a sudden people were buzzing about it. Psychologists got interested in it. Brain scientists got interested in it. And so now it's jokingly referred to as trolleyology, the study of the trolley problem. So that sort of whetted my appetite. I'm a bit of a philosophy nerd, but I must admit that until it went viral, I hadn't heard of the trolley problem either.
So the conundrum is what? Just set this up ever so briefly of what you're working with here.
Okay, great. There's a runaway trolley. Most cities discontinued their trolleys years ago, but there's a runaway trolley coming down the track, and you see that it's out of control. You're standing by the track. There's a switch in front of you. You see that if you just let the trolley continue on the main track, it's going to wipe out five people who, for some reason, can't get off the track. But you also see that if you pull the switch, you're going to divert the trolley onto a siding where, unfortunately, it's going to kill one person. And so the question is, would you pull the switch?
Yeah. And in either way, it's going to end in some tragedy.
It's going to end in some tragedy, yep, yep. And most people say, well, yeah, you know, greatest good for the greatest number. Utilitarian philosophy. So pull the switch, you're only going to wipe out one person. And some people say, you know, that's the same sort of reasoning that a pilot has to make. If his plane is going down and it's headed for Times Square, he's going to try to land somewhere out in the countryside where he'll probably kill a few people who would have been totally safe otherwise. But we applaud the pilot when he does that. So most people say, yeah, sure, of course, pull the switch. So then the next scenario is, okay, now you're on a footbridge over the track. The train is barreling down. There isn't any siding. There isn't any switch. You see that beyond the footbridge where you're standing are five people on the track again, unable to get off. And you think, well, the only way to stop this trolley would be to drop something very heavy in front of it. So you look around on the footbridge and you don't see anything heavy. But then you notice you're standing next to a very heavy-set man. Mm. And if you push him over the footbridge, off the footbridge, in the path of the trolley, you will save the five people. So now, of course, the question is that the same deal? Do you still think, well, better to sacrifice one and save five?
And is there a difference in pulling a switch than actually pushing a person?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people say no. There's actually something on the web called the moral sense test that some psychologists at Harvard set up. And most people say, yes, they would pull the switch. Most people say, no, they wouldn't push the fat man. And when you ask them why, they come up with different answers. There are all kinds of reasons that people have. Some people say, well, it's because you're using physical force in the case of the footbridge. So then you ask them, well, okay, what if you didn't have to use physical force? What if the fat guy was standing on a trap door and all you had to do was push a button and drop the fat man onto the track? Apparently, the people who say that they would do that is double the number of people who said that they would push him off the bridge. But still, most people say no. So then some people say, well, there was always a threat that somebody was going to get killed in the switch scenario. But in the footbridge scenario, you've created a new threat. This guy's just innocently standing on a bridge. So that's a whole different deal in creating a new threat. And then some people say what St. Thomas Aquinas actually said back in the 1200s. He said, well, there's something called what he called the principle of double effect. You know, sometimes he said it's okay to do an action that has both a good consequence and a bad consequence if it meets the following criteria. And one of them is, the most important one is, you can't intend the death of the person. So in the switch scenario, some people say, well, you didn't really intend that that person die. But in the bridge scenario, you have to hope that he doesn't get off the track. You have to hope that he is hit by the trolley, because otherwise the five people aren't going to be saved. In the switch scenario, you can kind of hope against hope that somehow this guy gets off the track, even though in the framing of the problem, we've said that he's not going to be able to get off the track. But still, you kind of have to hope he does, and you don't intend that he get killed. It's just a bad consequence of what was otherwise a good action, saving the five. So people come up with all kinds of reasons why they're different. But there are 11% that say they're not different. They're the same. They would push the guy off the bridge.
The fact that this is a philosophical conundrum, and as you state this in the book, you know, you don't expect there to be an answer. So there is no right answer here, but it is something to talk about. So what do we get out of that experience? What do you think that allows us to do? What do we learn about us? What do we learn about human nature by studying this problem?
Yeah. Some people say we don't learn anything. In fact, some philosophers say that. Some philosophers say this is really a trivial problem. You know, for one thing, it's so far-fetched. How many of us are ever going to have an opportunity to pull a switch and divert a trolley?
But it's something we can imagine.
Go ahead.
It's something we can imagine, though. You can see it.
Yeah, you can see it in your mind's eye. Yeah, I think that's half of the appeal of this thing. Is, you know, it's not a cut-and-dried old philosophy problem.
Right.
You know, you can actually picture this happening to you. But some people say, well, wait a minute, even though it's sort of a far-fetched scenario, you know, it really does shed light on the way we make some real-life decisions, like that pilot in the plane. Or like during the war, apparently Winston Churchill had a tough moral decision to make. The V-1 rockets that the Germans were sending over to bomb London were actually sort of landing a little bit northwest of where they were supposed to be. And this was, you know, prior to any kind of electronic monitoring. So the only way that the Germans had to know where the bombs were landing was to ask one of their spies on the ground where they were landing. Well, it turned out there was a double agent. A guy who was also, who, you know, was pretending to work for the Germans, but was actually working for the British. And so they said, the question was whether they should send this double agent back to Berlin to say, no, you guys are missing the target, but you're missing it by landing the bombs not in northwest London, but in southeast London. So the Germans would then adjust their aim more to the southeast, thinking that they were now going to hit the center of London, when in fact they were going out even further into the suburbs in southeast London. And so consequently, they did that, but it was a tough decision. And the Home Secretary for Britain argued stringently against it, because he said, these people in the southeast suburbs are totally innocent. You know, they would have been in no danger before, and in effect, you're killing them. But Winnie carried the day and said, "Nope, we got to do it." So, you know, essentially, it's the switch scenario. He's saying, you know, it's an unfortunate consequence of sending this lie to the Germans, but unfortunately, we have to do it because of the greatest good for the greatest number. As it was, I guess there was like 6,000 people killed in the Battle of Britain, but there would have been many thousands more if Churchill had not made that decision. So it does shed some light on real world issues.
The book is so much, I don't know if fun is the word, but it is fun, and it's it's riveting, and it's just a great thing to discuss and to devour. It is called The Trolley Problem, or Would You Throw the Fat Guy Off the Bridge? It's published by Workman. Thomas Cathcart, it's always a delight to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Always fun to be on with you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Again, it's The Trolley Problem by Tom Cathcart. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.